Not so long ago, a gray wolf did something that no wolf had done in 100 years. It walked from Oregon all the way down to Southern California, where last month a vehicle hit and killed it. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the story of that wolf and its tragic end illustrates some of the very real challenges facing our country's wildlife.
Not all wolves have followings. OR-93, as the male wolf was named when it was collared by Oregon biologists, was different. Amaruk Weiss is the senior wolf advocate for the Center for Biological Diversity.
OR-93 is a wolf that has captured international imagination from the first moment he came into California until his really untimely tragic death that we just learned of this last month.
Not because of his white-gray color or really anything else about him. By most standards, OR-93 was your typical wolf. A little after he turned one, he dispersed from his pack. Think of it like a teenager leaving home, which is normal for young wolves. What was remarkable about OR-93 was how far he traveled.
In the first 3 months of his travels here, he went through 14, 15 counties, went straight down to Southern Sierra, far more south than any other wolves have gone so far. And then he did something even more surprising. He cut across the entire Central Valley.
Crossing freeways and highways, showing up on a game camera in Kern County, California. That's him crunching through dry grass.
And he ended up in our coastal counties.
Places, Weiss says, that haven't seen a wolf in 200 to 300 years. California, like most of North America, used to be wolf habitat. There are an estimated 2 million wolves across the lower 48 U.S. states before colonists hunted, trapped, poisoned, and killed them to make way for livestock and towns. Today, there are only about 6,500 wolves in the contiguous U.S., mostly in the upper Great Lakes and northern Rockies. Enough, the Trump administration decided, to take them off of the endangered species list. John Vucetich is a wolf researcher at Michigan Tech University.
Gray wolves are not federally protected in the lower 48. And what that means is that each state where there's a resident population of wolves, the state gets to decide what the management is all about.
In Wisconsin, Montana, and Idaho, wolves can now be hunted. Last year, more than 20% of Wisconsin's entire wolf population was killed in less than 3 days. Idaho has placed bounties on wolves and approved legislation that would allow 90% of the state's wolves to be killed.
Wolves, for better or for worse, are symbols to humans. They're symbols of nature. And wolves are wrapped up with all of the things that we love about nature and all of the things that we hate about nature and fear about nature.
The same, Vucetich says, could be said about other large carnivores that European settlers nearly wiped off the landscape. And that's the big challenge. As the Biden administration pledges to protect biodiversity and stall the extinction crisis, much of that will fall to states. State wildlife agencies, after all, manage the vast majority of the country's wildlife. And how one state values a wolf, like OR-93, may be very different than the next. Nathan Rott, NPR News.